going on out there?
Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on out there, Grudge World? Another week of Small Block Mafia Talk Show, Grudge Talk Show. I got a few got a special guest gonna come on tonight. You want to talk about a little something? I really don't know all about it. And bear with me. I'm gonna open a couple mics, and I'm gonna get it down. Get him on the phone right quick. Nutty, you out there? Nutty. Arkansas, are you out there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, Danny boy, hold down the show for me just a second. Let me get this caller on that wants to talk.
Okay.
Tell everybody about the upcoming events and stuff for me, please.
Okay, I'll do that. Anybody out there got an upcoming event before March 22nd, if you would like to, go ahead and tell us about your event. And Gadget or any of you guys, go on ahead and let us know what y'all got going on.
Hello?
Roland. What's going on?
Yeah, what up?
What's going on with you?
Oh, nothing, man. I thought the show was going to start. What's going on?
Oh, the show's on, man. I called you off the show.
Oh, what's happening, man? I ain't know. I'm trying to call the show.
Yeah, the show's kind of filling up tonight pretty quick.
Yeah.
I know you had a few things to go over, and I told everybody. Hey, appreciate that Arkansas holding it down for me till I got him on.
Okay,
appreciate it, Danny boy. I know Roland wants to talk about a few things and shit. Roland, you got the floor, man.
Well, first of all, it's been a lot of controversy on different talk shows. Let me clear this up. I heard my name came up about me chasing Don Mack. I'm not chasing Don Mack for $500. Now, I'm clearing that up. Will I run Don Mack? Yes. Will I run him for $500? No. I won't do that. You can call it anything you want to call it. It won't happen. Now, second of all, they seem to think anybody that called Don Mack out is doing wrong. I feel any man in the grudge game can call the next man out, whether it be friends or not. As long as it's about racing and on racing, what is the problem? This is what we all love to do. That's number two. Number three, I made a statement that I would try to stand behind tonight. Don Mack is one of the luckiest men in grudge racing. Now, anybody say I'm wrong about anything I said, hit the one button, I'm on. I will talk to you only about racing.
Okay, Rose, looks like we got a 601 number to hit the key. Let me pull him in. Let's see what he got to say. 601-2488.
Hey, what's going on, Ash? What's going on?
What's going on with you?
This Antoine. Goldust.
What's going on with you, Goldust?
Nothing much. First of all, I want to take time out on behalf of Goldust Racing Team. I'd like to thank you and Grudge Inc. for the award for Grudge Racer of the Year in Mississippi. And basically, that's about it. But for what Roland is saying, I agree with Roland 100%. If you got a problem with your daddy being called out or your wife being called out, this is grudge racing. If you can't accept it and it gets to your feelings where when a man wrecks or have an accident where you have to say negative things about this man after he done wrecked. We doing something we love. We put our life in danger in them cars every time we set foot up in there. And that's some stuff that I think was wrong to say coming from his camp after you had your accident. I mean, it just wasn't right to, you know, to say some of them things, because that can happen to anybody. It done happened to me. And, you just have to be careful what you say, because it will come back and haunt you on down the line. And that's all I got to say about that. But if you can't
so you're saying this
getting
time,
huh?
I don't want to, you know, appreciate it, though, because he's been riding my ass like that. I'm going to stay out here. I'm going to be a butthole today.
Hey, no, you
all the way down the road.
Hold on. Let me close him back up. All right. Go ahead. I got him closed back. Hey, let me get Don Mack on the show, and, you know, everything is pointing towards Don Mack, and it was, let's hear what he got to say also.
Yeah.
Okay, hold it down, Roland. I'm going to get Don on the show right quick.
How many miles y'all done made it, Juan?
We ain't left yet. We're going to roll out tonight by 1 o'clock.
Woo! Man, I'm thinking about heading out Saturday morning for a day. I don't know, though.
Yeah, they put on a show over there.
Oh, yeah. If I hang up, I'm going down this highway, so somebody hit me right back. Because I'm going down this highway, I might cut off.
Okay, I'll get you back. Hey, Don Mack.
Hey, man.
What's going on, Don Mack?
Not much.
I got a few guys on the talk show and stuff was going over. Rolly, you want to repeat what you had to say? Don Mack wasn't on the show yet.
Yeah. Don Mack, this is some things. Everybody got a camp. You got a camp. I got a camp. Everybody raised got a camp. Well, we don't understand. Do you have a problem with anybody calling you out?
No, but all I want to do is call me. I don't want to be on Facebook talking about all the other guys. I don't get on Facebook. Then they call me. They go get quit when somebody else call me. Man, that thing I ain't ready to put together.
Well, now, I understand what you're saying about that, Don, but do you understand just because you are not on Facebook, that if your camp put you on Facebook, it's just like you on Facebook?
But it's just so easy for everybody to call me and talk with me.
Well, I mean, all right, let me tell you what's going on. If somebody from your camp put Don Mack will do this or won't do this or Don Mack is this, that's just like Don Mack saying it because it's coming from your camp. Do you understand?
Yeah.
So just because it don't come out of Don Mack's mouth. Now, if you want to be off Facebook and you're not on there, you need to tell your camp, don't get on Facebook even saying anything about Don Mack. And I bet you won't nobody else do it either.
It's just some guy that know me, so like my friend guy, they would call me.
This is another thing too, Don. I have noticed this. Everybody that calls Don Mack out, why is it controversy behind a man calling you out?
They call me. Through me that they going through Facebook, and then it's just the people going, well, who called me? I come to Virginia about. All
right, well, hold on. I was on the talk show last week. Antoine and them call you out the right way. They called and got you on the phone and asked you to race. We didn't get a yes or no. Everybody was listening. Didn't get a yes or no out of it. So, I mean, that was just y'all. That's y'all business. But hold on, hear me out. Now, after that, it was some controversy about Antoine and them calling you out.
No, me and Juan already been talking about race. So right, those big kids that were asking me about it. But Juan already told me that don't want to give a confidence, I won't try you. So I said, okay, we know we were done with me and Juan had no problem. I already said we won't try you. But
I'm not saying with you, Don. I'm not saying with you. Well, hold on, let me just lay it all out. On another talk show the next night, your daughter from your camp got on the talk show and did some real bad stuff about racing you and said some things about people about racing you. Are you not aware of this?
Now, I was on that talk show for a while, but I don't know where they were saying. I was working on a car. I didn't just say, you know, I got off and on.
Well, this is coming. All of this is coming from your camp. Whether you're aware of it or not, I don't know. But everything is coming from your camp. On the talk shows and on Facebook.
Hey, Don, it's Antoine. And one thing else that kind of rubbed me the wrong way. Your wife got on there talking about I told your time. Number one, I'm not in the tower. If somebody told your time, it had to be somebody that know your time, that you told your time to. I say, I don't really care about your time. I'm being just keeping it real with you. I don't care about your time because we've raced it before, and I beat you. I say, so it's not a problem. You know, it don't matter to me what you run. I don't care what you run. I don't have no reason to tell your time. It don't make sense.
If people just be saying that, like, no, people be assuming this and that. No, like, I told you can't worry about what people are going to say. Or anybody can assume this and saying that. I said, no, like I said, if he did know my time, he don't know my time here. I don't know my time my own self. So, yeah, how can I say you know my time here? I don't even know my time my own self.
Well, it don't matter to me because I still want to race. You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying. I want to race. Well, the women need to sit over there on the side and cook some flapjacks or something.
Yeah, they take over here. Either they're going to argue with you or argue with me.
I'm not gonna stand and argue with no woman. Not me. I don't argue with no woman.
I can't argue with me because they even want to argue with me. They're gonna argue with somebody. That's why you get the hell out of the way.
Yeah.
Well, we on the same page, man. Cause no, it's a lot of men in the race, and it's a lot. My wife be with me at every race. If she's not sick, my wife is gonna be there. But now my wife might clown with Antoine, but she been knowing Antoine for years, so. Whatever they talk about, I just laugh about it, you know. But when a man is trying to set a grudge race up, he would rather sit it up with a man and get it done. Either yes or no. But when women get involved, just so nothing go wrong, I don't feel right by talking to a woman. You see what I'm saying? Because we got a saying that say down on your ass. I mean, I don't want to be telling your later daughters I'm going down on their ass, man. I mean, you know, that don't I don't do that.
I get that it must be new for them to get in and be talking like that, but see, because they don't understand race. They get offended about race talk when men don't. The men can talk race talk, but women can't just talk. They got to get on the phone and talk to them, the men wife or something else.
But see, Don, we can't tell your wife that. You have to tell your wife that, man. You have to tell your wife that.
You tell her, ain't tell her, I got an argument fight with him.
I don't want to be talking to your wife like that, man.
She ain't gonna argue fight with you, she gonna argue fight with me here.
Yeah, I'm gonna let y'all know in the house, man. I don't want to be talking to your wife in a mean way, man. I just, you know.
No, that mean I gotta tell them no. Like, I tell my daughter, let me do the talk here. They want to take over here.
No. One more thing I need to clear up, and I'm up, and I ain't gonna hold you up no more, Mr. I. The guy got on there the other night, Mr. Gary Siren. He made the statement, cheerleaders. Let me explain something about our camp. Our camp is small. Everybody in our camp got something to do. We don't have cheerleaders. We don't have nobody standing around eating hot dogs. I look at a cheerleader, somebody standing around eating hot dogs and running behind you while you in your camp. In our camp, everybody put their hands on something. Somebody got a tie job, nitrous, spark plug, cool the car down, something. Pull it back, do something. So we don't, just to clear that up for Mr. Siren, we don't have cheerleaders in our camp. When we gone somewhere with that car, if I'm out of town or something, if I see something that car needs, I buy it. If Trail sees something, he buy it. Anybody in our camp, Maurice Dunn, everybody in our camp, Fletcher, he buy something. He don't spend all the money on that car. He will tell you, I'm not going to do that. Y'all do it. Just to clear that up. So to get that understood across to him, we don't have cheerleaders in our camp. We have a team, just to clear all that up. No cheerleaders in our camp. We don't have that. So if somebody in our camp want to rap down on your ass or draw down on your ass, they got permission to, because they're not cheerleaders. They work on that car and buy for that car as a team. That's why I feel we're successful at what we do, because we organize ourselves when we go to the track. Now I'm through talking about that. Now, I got that.
Antoine.
Yes, sir.
This is Jim West. How you doing?
All right. How you doing, Jim?
I'm doing pretty good, man. Pretty good. Trying to hang on.
Yeah.
I had heard a rumor or two. I just want to get it clarified before I accuse anybody. There was something told to me at Hub City that was said by Don's camp. I'm not going to say it came from Don, because I don't believe Don's that type of way. But when I wrecked that car, he wrecked that car pretty good. And the rumor has it now that you had heard that it was told that didn't care if I died or tore up the car or whatever. Now, is that true or not?
I heard that. That's what I've heard. I've heard that. And a few more people have heard that.
Okay. Okay, well, there's no place for that.
I'm going to say something right now. Trey filled me in what to go right before the show about this. And there's no way in the hell I would believe that it came from Don. It might have came from somebody hang out with Don or something. But, I mean, I've been talking to Don every day since then. You know, he called and checked on me and, you know, everything.
Yeah,
was all right.
It ain't come. It like I said, it was said. It wasn't come. It didn't come from Don. It did not come from Don. I heard it just came from the camp. That's it.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, there's no place for that anywhere in grudge racing.
That's why I made the statement earlier. That's not the right thing to say, because that can happen to anybody. Anybody. Right. When you step in those cars, that's a dangerous game in those cars. It's just something we like to do, but it is dangerous.
Right.
The roll cages beat the hell out of you in there. I know. I done wrecked.
That's
the
correct.
The cages beat you up in that car. They in there for safety, but they beat you up.
That's right.
That's why they don't wish that on nobody in the racing, even regardless of how much you get into it or just mad because somebody want a grudge racing, you don't like them because they grudge racing, don't wish nothing bad on that person, because that can come back on you down the road. That's all I'm saying about that.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you being honest, because I personally did not hear it. I just I had a phone call that you had heard it or someone had told you that, and I just wanted to ask you that while I heard you talking. But anyway, this is a race show, right? Don Mack.
A race.
Yeah, I'm on.
This is a race. Okay. I can't wait till March the 16th, man. Chucky's back. 15th. He's ready to go. I don't 15th. Care. I can't wait. I understand the 15th. I can't wait till then. Get your ass to the battlefield next Saturday. I can't be your race. Come to Gadget's race. Let's lock in 3 on 15 or better.
Well, I don't know because I got to get I know I ain't going to be able to come down there next weekend. Cause my grandma, I think he's going to get a car to him. I ain't for sure, but I know that that's what he been saying, that he got to get going to get a car to him.
Okay, well, if you have
to check. I think he told me that the other day he was going to get a car to him.
Okay.
I may not be right, but I'm quite sure. You know, I think he talked back and forth with eyes about that one time.
Yeah.
Okay.
But if y'all can get there, if y'all get there, we getting down.
You can keep your weedy bars on. I don't care about that. Same race.
You know
yeah.
Why?
What is that?
That's the very reason we didn't bury you in Hattiesburg, because I know as long as I keep you on top of the ground, it's a whole lot I can do with you.
No, I'm not.
I hear you, dog, man.
The thing can't get here soon enough.
We're gonna see. We got a couple hands up. Let me go to the phone lines right quick and see if they need it somewhere. They hit the one button on accident. Let me see. 504-0388. Your mic's open.
What's happening, Nye? What's going on?
What's
happening, Jim?
Thank God.
On the way home from work, that's about it.
Yeah. So, you coming to the battlefield Saturday next weekend?
Yeah, I'll be there. We coming Friday.
Friday
yeah.
And Saturday.
And then we're going to Hattiesburg Sunday.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to make 3 days out of it then.
Yeah, we was going to do five, but I don't know if I'm going to stay the Tuesday or not yet. I ain't decided yet.
Right. You got anybody locked in for the battlefield?
No, not yet. I need to get to the track one more time, and then I can start talking, you know?
There you go.
I don't want to be locked in nothing until I got that thing, you know, ironed out. So, one more time on the track, we ought to be good, and we can start racing.
There you go. Well, I guess we got Mo Jeezy is who we got right now. We're supposed to run him off the trailer. I don't know what time, but we're going to run him off the trailer. So, and his Trans Am or Firebird, whatever it is.
Yeah, you're right.
As soon as the track opens, what Mo Jeezy said.
As soon as the track opens.
Yeah, as soon as they open the lanes up.
Oh, okay.
Hold on, we got a couple more hands on. Let me get to these hands. 202-9482, it's open. You might say. I don't think he's paying attention. I'm going to mute him back. He ain't paying attention. All right. 731-5551, your mic's open. Your mic's open. He ain't paying attention either. They might have just got in the whole key on the accident. Get that back out. 662-6702, your mic's open.
What up, Iron?
What up, man?
It works, too.
What was it, bud?
It's bud, Iron.
Yeah, what's going on with you, bud?
Yeah, I want to hear what you got to say about that shit that happened Friday night on the phone. That's what I'm waiting to listen to.
Hell, I mean, they've been talking about it a little bit on here. You must just jump on. You must just jump on. They've been talking about it a little bit right at the beginning of the show.
Yeah, I just got on.
Yeah, I think they done got it kind of ironed out and shit, you know. I mean, it just, I don't know, it just. It's a hard for a man to talk to a woman about racing, man, for real. It really is.
Oh, yeah.
But, man, I don't give a fuck.
I'm just here to listen. Yeah. All you can move the mic.
Okay, all right, boy. He has a background noise anyway. Hey, buddy, hit the one. Take your hand back down. The what, Jim?
Sound like he has some work going on.
Yeah, it sounded like he was grinding on something. Well, guys, I'm gonna tell y'all. Who calling somebody? Jim?
What's that?
I said, are you calling somebody?
Me? No.
That was my phone, all right.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to let everybody know, goddamn, we went to Holly Springs with the little streetcar, goddamn, got an asshole blowed out Sunday. But, hey, Holly Springs had one hell of a race for a no-prep race. That was cars. I guess the people get the itch. I mean, that was cars up there, cars out. That damn, normally don't even come out on a good grudge day. Hell, they was out there, ready to damn race and shit.
Yeah, I saw the video, and that place was packed.
Yeah, it was. I had a damn good time up there, man. It was packed for real. Like you said, it was packed. It was a damn good race. Jabbo said he's gonna do four more of them races in 2014. He's gonna do four more of them kind of races, and I think it kind of equaled out pretty good. They had a big tire class, and then they had a small tire class, 28s and down. And little Marcus, I think it's Marcus Walls. He, with his little red hatchback, won the damn 28 class. Surprising, man.
Hmm.
Surprising.
Yeah, that is surprising. Real surprising. Well,
yeah.
Y'all get that black car situated as far as get everything where it's comfortable for you to drive, that car run. It'll do better. I mean, it's kind of hard for you to foot brake when somebody else is trans braking. So, I mean,
yeah.
It's got a trans brake, you know. It's just not set up for you.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's the first time out the shop. I mean, hell, we had a damn good time with it. I mean, we went out there, got a load out twice.
Well, we won two races the day before on the street, though. We're not supposed to talk about that on here, but.
Yeah, I mean, hey, we come out of the shop, and, hell, we already went to somebody's ass both times. So, I mean, hell, two times we was on the wrong end of it. That's all.
Yep.
We're just getting everything ready for the battlefield.
Anybody, what's the situation? I got a phone call today about the weather situation. You heard Big Wilson or Gadget say anything about the temperature or anything like that as far as letting the race go on? If it's, they call it for highs in the 40s and stuff, I didn't know.
I know. I got a text message today and asked the same shit. I mean, but let me see if I mean I gotta try to find Big Wilson. You on here? Hit the one button.
I'm gonna go mute a minute. I gotta take care of something.
Okay. Roland, you still on? Well, shit. Don Mac. Yeah.
I just looked at the weather on my phone for the 10-day. Saturday, it was 40, hold on, let me pull it up. I think it's like high right now, like 58 for Meridian. Hold on a second. Let me look at it real quick.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I was just talking about on mute.
Right now the high for Saturday. It's 57, the low is 34. It done went up 10 degrees since yesterday. So it'll probably be around 60s in the 60s. That'd be plenty fine.
Yeah,
Yeah, I hold the show down, Trace. I'm going to get Big Wilson on.
Hold on here.
You got these nuts, Antoine, Roland, Don Max, Mike Open.
Oh, hell. Antoine.
Yeah.
Yeah. When y'all gonna have the gold dust back ready, you know?
We not for sure right now. We just taking our time reevaluating some things that we need to do.
Yeah.
And we gonna go from there. We see a few changes that we can make while we got it down, so we're gonna go on and make them changes. You know, do a few more things to the chassis on the car. Stuff like that.
Yeah, it's too early in the season. While y'all got it down, you might as well do what it needs to.
Yeah, we got a Trans Am we play with. So, you know, we might play with it for right now until we, you know, get our back going and stuff.
Yeah, at least y'all got a car to play with, though.
Yeah,
y'all
that ain't
y'all got that car, though.
Hello?
Big Will.
We got a car.
Big Will.
Hey.
Hey,
I got
a few texts today wondering about the weather down there for the battlefield.
That Friday, the weather for battlefield is 20%, and that Saturday, the weather was 20%. I'll be more specific next Thursday with it because you know how that is when it gets closer.
Right.
The high is up around 60, so the temperature is going to be fine, I think.
Yeah, the temperature's up around 60, so the temperature's going to be fine.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well, since I got you on here, Big Wilson, go ahead and give everybody the rundown. I know we give it every week, but I don't give the rundown.
Okay.
Everybody. I appreciate it, guys. I appreciate it. Fellas, what's going on? February 28th, we're having a small block nitro shootout there in Collinsville, Mississippi. The Battlefield Motorsports. The address is 512 George Road, Collinsville, Mississippi. And March the 1st, that Saturday, at the same track, Collinsville, Mississippi, and Battlefield, we have the 28-29, 275, 315 shootout, $2,500 to the winner. We also have locked-in races with Small Block Mafia, which is Eyes and Jim and the crew, is locked in with Cool Performance out of Georgia. We have 250 Shot. He's locked in with a guy, a Mississippi guy out of Jackson. Well, Rich is out of a little further down south by Hattiesburg Way. We have more locked-in races. Willie Dahl will be at the track hosting an event. Tony Wright is looking for anybody on 29. Tony Boss Bounds will be in the house. 9-on-1 Bad Boys. We're going to have a lot of people in the house. Motor City Mafia, the Chicago Boys, the Indiana crew, some people from Florida. We got Undertaker and Troy and them coming out of Texas. So, like I said, the Friday, the gates open at 12. The small block class will start by, we're going to just say by 6 o'clock. And Saturday, the gates open at 9 o'clock. So if you need any more information, go ahead.
If the weather is showing real cold, what about doing the shootout early on the small block?
Yeah. If the weather is showing cold, we're going to move the shootout up earlier. So, like I said, that's why we open the track at 12 that Friday. Or you can get there before 12 because my Gadget, myself, we and Clark, we'll be there around 8 or 9 that morning. So you can come on in. Hotel information will be in Meridian, Mississippi at Country Inn & Suites and Comfort Suites on Bonita Lake Road. They're in Meridian.
Which is how far is from the track?
15 minutes. 15 minutes from the track.
Hey, Wilson. Big Wilson.
Yes, sir.
Will it be safe to leave the cars and trailers there at the track Friday night or what?
We're working on certified officers as we speak. But, guys, you know, I'm telling everybody, that's why we get in hotels where it will be security at, where you can pull your car back to the hotel, because security will be provided at the hotel. only way that I could tell you to, that you can advise you to do that, unless you's going to stay there with your car, you know, guys, you know how things go. So, but security will be at the hotel.
Okay. That's good enough. Did I hear you say Chicago was coming? Are you talking about is Ground and Pound coming?
Yeah, Ground and Pound and all of them coming.
I want to lock
Ground and Pound and all of them coming. And we also have the Louisiana crew, Mo Jeezy, supposed to be running Check-It, which is straight off the trailer Saturday. So like I said, we got a lot of locked in races. And, you know, we got people that still are looking for races. You know, we got a Trick Racing. They have a Camaro, a small block one kit on 28, 2,000 model. They looking for action, so not your car.
Is that the black car?
Yeah, the black Camaro.
Yeah, okay.
So, once again, the address, guys, is 512 George Road, Collinsville, Mississippi. The pre-Mardi Gras second annual shebang. So if you want some good racing, you know, like I said, Eyes and his crew, you know, them guys are gold, man. We got crew performers out of Georgia, they'll go. We got different crews that's coming in, like I think crew performance bringing a few cars, you know. So we're going to have a lot of action for different type of people. So whatever you want to do, right now as we speak, I'm trying to get the playground and stuff set up for the kids, where they can, you know, won't have to be out of the way. Well, be a security guard over there with them and everything.
Sounds good. Okay. We can't wait. I'm ready. Oh, we will be ready.
All right. Hey, Oz, I appreciate you calling me, man. In a little news, so I appreciate you calling me, man.
Oh, no problem, Big Will. No problem. Appreciate you coming on. You told everybody about the class on Saturday, right?
Yeah, I told everybody about the class on Saturday. And the small block class on Friday is Nitrous Only 28. Nitrous Only 28. Right now we had $1,500 payout for that class. And like I said, it's Saturday, it's a $2,500 payout.
Yeah, go on right to check out the small block market on Friday.
All right, I got you. All right.
All right, Big Wilson. Appreciate you coming on and letting everybody know.
Okay, I appreciate you calling me, man.
Oh, yeah. Roland. Roland, you back up here yet?
What up, buddy?
Is Becky going to be there?
I got to go to a funeral that Saturday, so I doubt it.
Damn.
Yeah, I had planned...
Already hear that,
Roland. Yeah, after the funeral, I got a bunch of people coming from out of state, so I'm gonna try to get away from everybody and bring someone with me. But I ain't gonna be feeling like, you know, taking no car, so I doubt I'll make it.
Yeah,
well, it's still early, man.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really know what's gonna happen, but yeah, I'm pretty much I got good oil pressure.
I know it sounded good over in the beach that night.
Oh yeah, I got good oil pressure. But you know, we just like Antoine, man. I really don't want to say too much until I'm actually ready to engage, and then y'all gonna have to mute my mic.
if a man ain't got no noise on this song, bitch, their mic ain't getting muted. I gotta have all my colors to make my show go alone.
Well, it's been a long time, man. It's been a long time, and you know, I'm anxious to get back out there and just have some fun racing, you know. Let Becky do whatever she gonna do, let it do, but you know, I just got a few more little things. They just keep popping up, man, you know, things happen.
That's right.
Well, y'all spent most of your last year on the bikes, didn't you?
Yeah. I'm not doing it this year with the bikes. You know, I'm going to travel a little bit with them, but not as much as I did last year. I'm really concentrating on the cars. And you know, I got a phone call today Trying to set up a race. I think we got it all earned out, so, you know, that's going to probably happen.
Can you get us some info on that?
Well, I really don't want to give it out right now because the guy hadn't gave me the okay to give it out, but I gave him my word that if he can get everything worked out, I'm going to be in the house and I'm going to race. So if he can get it all worked out, buddy, I'm in the house and I'm racing. And
there
whoever
you go.
Need to be right. That's all I can say.
Shit, we know how it feels, goddamn Battlestone. Every time they turn around, we get something straightened out, we come with some other problem. And shit, we know what it's like, goddamn, battling through a season.
Mine been mostly family, man, and it just, you know, where you at mentally, and I got a good camp, so, you know, they was able to, you know, they stuck with me, so.
You know, I mean, racing can be not racing because a lot of different reasons, you know. It ain't just one reason a man ain't racing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, it's all about fun, man. If I can't have fun doing it, then I promise you, I'm going to get out of it.
Yeah.
You know. We're going to have some fun. I promise you that.
Well, maybe we could cross paths in that little fun you having.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I got a few, you know, new little things that's going to happen. This is what everybody thinks Becky is just one car. But really and truly, Brookhaven got a whole bunch of cars, you know. And my goal this year is to try to get these guys out with me and let y'all see these cars and see just more than just Becky.
Yeah. Okay, Roland, is the Red Devil car going to be there?
Yeah, I talked to him a couple of days ago. It's looking good, and he's going to be there.
He's going to be at Battlefield?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, is he planning on coming on Friday or Saturday, you know?
I think Saturday.
Okay.
Yeah, I think Saturday. He drives trucks, and so, you know, we're trying to get it all worked out. But if his camp and my camp get together and show up, you're probably talking about 10 cars we'll bring.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're trying to come with some action this year. If you had never met Red Devil, you need to meet him. He's a good guy, and, man, you got to get him out of the seat because he will race, buddy.
Yeah, we met him down in Hattiesburg when he ran that little kind of experiment.
Yeah, that cat, he's still going to go, man. That's all he knows.
Yeah, I know he was having a sound in the motor, and he still went out there and laid it to it.
Yeah, that bitch was knocking like hell.
Yeah, I've been knowing him for some years, man. I mean, you know, good cat. As long as you surround yourself with good people, man, and you know, you stay in the game longer. But all that negativity, it really pulls you down and pulls you out of the game. You know, I don't care where you at in it. You could be on top of the pile, man. But if you don't think positive and positive people, sooner or later, you're going to get out of the game, man. So, you know, that's why I just try to help.
For a while,
Oh, yeah. Now, I'm going to tell you something else about this race thing. Everybody has to take a break. I don't care who you are. Sooner or later, you need to sit down, reevaluate, and come back. So, you know. And that's understandable in the game. But, you know, when y'all, now, see, we doing something different, you know. You see a bunch of people, you know, coming out more to the track. You see a bunch of cars. I just think about it. All these different cars popping up ready to race. So eventually it's going to be all right, man.
Yeah. Oh, man, I'm telling you, Holly Springs was packed with cars, man.
Oh, yeah. We're running into a slump. This is a question that I would like to ask everybody. I'm not pointing any fingers, but we was at the track. It's probably about 8 to 10 real nice cars at the track, and it don't be any racing. And everybody seems to say, oh, well, this or that, it's an excuse. And I don't understand it. If I'm at the track and my car is running with no problem, I'm going to engage with no doubt.
I'm gonna say that there was a lot of people at Holly, but there wasn't really no lot of grudges going. I mean, I was in two grudges, and I think the guys out of Memphis, the Dreadhead Boys, they was in a couple of grudges. I mean, pretty much for all of them cars there, it seemed like it should have been. Well, I don't, you know, it's still early.
It was about 6-7 though. Shine had that one. There was about 6-7 races.
Yeah, but I ain't want to goddamn go out there and watch a goddamn grocery getter every day fucking car go down in that racetrack. I want to see the guy goddamn got the goddamn race car race, man. That's what I want to see.
I was thinking like me. If you had a track and we all talk noise to each other, whether on the phone, on the talk shows, on the internet, or in person, if all these cars are at the track, why more people are not racing?
Because I'm scared to take an L and get that backlash from it. All that shit people fuck with them about, they can't take it.
Man.
Yeah, I got fucked with so bad, goddamn, over the week, it was unreal.
People are
going to
talk
about you. Yeah, a lot of people can't take it.
They're going to talk about you if you race or not.
Yep.
I really don't care.
I gave them something to talk about, goddamn. I gave them something to talk about for the week.
Right. I don't care who you are, what you are doing the game. All right, hold on. Let's bag it up. Let's talk about some people more on a high profile level. Let's talk about Cold Killer. Cold Killer raced and he won. Do you know people still talk about him?
Yeah, he ain't race enough. That's what they say.
That's right. I don't care what you do in the game, man. People are gonna talk about you. You know. So you got to do whatever makes you happy.
Jealousy.
But that's all part of it, man. I mean, yeah, it's haters everywhere you go. I tell you what, just wait. Think you got oil pressure, I'm gonna show you. I'm gonna show you better than I can see.
We got a hand up, hold on just a second. 478-8870, mic's open.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? How y'all doing today?
What's going on, Jack? I'm McKinney.
Not much. Hey, Trey on the phone.
Yeah, Trey on the phone.
Hey, Trey,
yeah,
I'll text you that information in a while.
That's good. Appreciate it.
About what we're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, I'm just chiming in on y'all's show, man. Sound like y'all got a good thing going on there, right?
Hell, we do. We just waiting for the battle, man. We're waiting for the battle now.
I hear you.
Battling with the Georgia boys. Hell, I got this fucker. He goddamn keeps texting me. Hell, all he got to do is goddamn hit the one button. He called me out online. I don't care. He got to keep texting me.
When y'all leaving out, Kenny?
Huh?
When y'all leaving out, head this way?
I don't even know, man. I really ain't talking to none of the guys all, man. You know, everybody working, man. Trying to get that little money up, right?
Yeah. Heard that.
I don't know. I heard someone say they're going to leave Friday. I don't know when we're going to leave Friday night. You know, get there Saturday morning. Get us some motel there, you know, sometime, you know, that night.
Yeah.
Ain't
that
hell
to drive all night and stay on that all day at the track. That's hell.
Yeah, it's all right. I didn't, first time coming over there, racing, man, and I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, I hope we give y'all a good show anyway. I hope we give y'all a kind of taste in your mouth, but I hope y'all have a good time and shit and want to come back over this way.
Pretty sure we will, maybe. Maybe we can do the same. Y'all come over there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We're going to make it over this year once, twice, anyway.
I hear you. I'm going to hope he did that now.
He didn't sound like he bleed that too well, Trey.
Okay.
I heard somebody else say it.
Kenny boy.
Yeah, damn, where
did
all that wind from?
Hey, man. You're going to hear that straight out of the horse's mouth. I'm coming to run Gold Rush. I'm coming to run Gold Rush this year. But we're going to do it on a neutral track in Montgomery. I think that would be a fair place to do it.
Yeah, that's
my
advice.
Ain't Mandrell got a reason to know we might make at the end of the year? Normally? Yeah. I mean, if you're coming right over at you now, Montgomery, we live in Georgia, man.
I know.
Yeah. I think Mandrell got a reason. And,
Go, I'm out from Phoenix City earlier.
Mandrell got one on the 15th?
Nah, we're going to be in Louisiana on the 15th.
Oh, okay. Ain't he normally got one round like October, September, somewhere in there?
July.
I really don't know.
Well, I'm not crazy about coming to Macon.
Why?
Nothing.
Why?
I don't know. I don't. That left lane. I shouldn't even say that, but
Yeah. They'll hold that till you say you can talk to him next week in person.
Yeah.
I think they got it. I think they didn't come around with it now though. Yeah.
But yeah, I'm on that route. I promise.
Go rush it. Me say we got lane choice, Jim.
Okay.
You know, y'all special. You come way up down here, we might give y'all a choice.
What do you think, Kenny?
Tell him give me one and one.
Hey, you special, hell, I might give you a choice.
Okay. One and one will get me over there 2 weeks from now.
Oh, boy.
When's that? That's...
I don't give a damn. I'm sure there's a track open.
Y'all don't ever come to Phoenix City?
They never have been.
Yeah.
Don't get sippy, man. That's too close to Georgia.
Huh?
That's right next door to Georgia.
That's too damn close to Georgia.
So? Goddamn, so?
I'm going to put it to you this way, Kenny. We're going to race this year. I gave the man my word, and we're going to do it sooner than later.
Y'all going to leave Mississippi this year?
Yes.
Do that.
We're going to Memphis, we're going to New Orleans, we're going to Montgomery, we're going to...
Are y'all coming east this year?
Huh?
Are y'all coming east this year?
I'm
going to stay with 8 east now.
It's not on the schedule. It's not on the schedule, but we're going all the way to Indiana, too. So we traveling. We're going to put in work now.
I hear you, man.
Okay. You'll see.
I ain't mad at you.
All right. When I put this ass whooping on Gold Dust, you're going to back up. You're going to be my best friend.
You know you got to bring her ass to get her ass, don't you?
I'm coming. Don't worry.
Okay. That's all I'm saying, you know.
All right. I came from a Jolly Rancher and the maroon, the burgundy car. I know that, but I'm gonna try Keith. Keith, don't scare me.
Keith likes open.
Well, he can speak to him. He knows how I feel. Keith knows that I've been giving him my word, and that's we've talked, and that's the end of it.
Okay.
we just got to figure out where and when.
Yeah, Keith said you got lane choice. You come to Georgia.
I'm coming to Georgia. I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what. We may just come to Mike Hill's race, one of Mike Hill's races.
Yeah, I'm about to ask you about South Carolina.
Yeah. I'm going to get him off his home track.
Now, I'm going to tell you what Keith told me, that you were sweet as sugar, you know.
Well,
he never tasted it yet.
Yeah, he's going to find out it's sour as shit, too. But that's time to be tired. Time will tell.
Hey, don't y'all get on the goddamn phone, act like y'all two no goddamn bout now.
I ain't.
Told both of y'all motherfucking ass. We can do that shit in Phoenix City as a neutral track for both of us.
That's right.
Yeah, it takes you an hour to get there. Well, that's what we're going to. That's our limit. That's our limit. I ain't got a problem with that. Now, that ain't the problem.
Now, Jim, don't let I get you fucked up early.
Look, man.
Soon as y'all leave Battlefield, I'll get on their head.
You can get to Battlefield. Hell, what about that?
No, I'm not coming to Battlefield.
Why not? You could get.
I told y'all, I'm in a wheelchair. Sitting down all that time ain't good for me, player.
I respect what you're saying.
Hey, why the hell would I keep coming over there? I done been over there. Not all with y'all. I done been halfway and we ain't raised yet.
I ain't been
to come all the way over there. And when I get there, you still ain't going to race me.
I wasn't right. I'm ready now, sir. I'm ready now.
What I just told you. Phoenix City.
Yeah. Where the hell is Phoenix City?
Phoenix City sounds like a good track. That way we ain't got to worry about seeing your ass in Georgia.
Hey, he ain't gonna come to Georgia. They ain't gonna come to Georgia now.
So, when you want to finish city, Keith?
Give me your schedule.
I just called it out. I don't know the date.
Oh, I wasn't listening.
We got Battlefield next weekend. Then we got New Orleans the 15th. Then we're going to. I'm going to support now Arkansas's race. That's the 22nd.
We're gonna try to be up there.
That's a week after New Orleans. Then my race at Holly Springs the 29th. Then we'll have a week off in April, the first week of April, which is I think that's Holly Springs small tire shootout weekend. I'm not real sure. Then we got Mouth race the 12th.
Hey, Memorial Day race on Saturday or Sunday. Jim, you need to stop Memorial Day ain't in May. I steal in April, man. God damn, you gonna skip over all them dates in between? I didn't say nothing about Memorial Day. You just said you got Wick Memorial Day race now. I'm listening.
No, that was my son.
I said we're going to Witt's race.
That's April 20th. Then we got a Grudge Inc. race at Memphis May 31st.
Next week.
The week after the Memorial Day weekend.
You just be patient. It's coming. I'm telling you, we're going to run this year. If it has to be at the year-end finale.
Hey, Keith.
Yo, what's up, Ken?
That Malcolm race, hell, they ain't too far from goddamn Phoenix City that Sunday, man.
Well, why can't we just set it up for Holiday Beach then?
Because Jim said he had somebody locked in for that day.
No, we don't. We ain't got nothing locked in.
You don't have nothing locked in with
Chucky. Nothing with Chucky.
You just found your man.
All right, logging in. 300,000 better.
Who we gonna send?
We'll lock in as soon as you put on the gate. 300,000 better. We gotta be there anyway.
That sounds like a winner.
Okay.
Yeah, that sound good to you, Keith?
300 or 1,000 or better. Flip for lane choice, run by, say, 7:30.
Nah, we can go earlier than that.
You know how that track is. Okay, that's fine. That's fine. We'll run by 6.
All right. Ain't no need to be sitting there all day waiting on you.
Okay. Can I get something locked on that, too?
Yeah, you all you can on the side, sir.
Okay. All right.
All right, it's locked.
There it is. Michael Story going to have to give me a damn goddamn promoter fee. Hell. The Lockhead Chucky versus Gold Rush, April the 12th, Holiday Beach.
Yep. Good luck to you, Keith.
Hold on a second. Hold on. We got Road Racer of the Year. 901-2877, your mic's open.
How y'all doing? Al, you must have forgot about my race March 16th.
Nah, I didn't forget about your race. He said, well, it was my schedule.
Okay. You ain't coming to my race March 16th?
Me and you talked. Did we not talk about that? We said it's going to be a lot of miles in between. No problem in Holly Springs.
You better not come, because I'll make that skunk beat your motherfucking ass.
Let me mute this motherfucker back out.
Goddamn, what's going on?
What up, Kenny? You better not show up,
We gonna be there.
Ah, okay. What up, Jim? All right, that ain't for you, Jim, man. It ain't for you, Jim, man. This ain't for you. I borrowed a car for about 5 seconds.
Oh, well, you're going to make it late then.
Let I borrow that motherfucker for 5 seconds, boy.
Yeah, you're going to make it too late then.
God damn it. What's going on, y'all?
What up, buddy?
What's going on?
That's
an 8th of a mile track or a quarter mile track?
8 mile track.
It's 8 miles.
Yeah.
I don't know how far it is. We're going to try to get there first. I can tell you that.
Yeah.
That rang your landing gear.
What you mean? It kind of tight to stop?
Nah. I mean, it's kind of short to me a little bit to stop on it.
Let me know what's up with it, you know. I'm coming. I'm going to race on it. Whatever I got to do. But just let me know.
It's got like a hill, but you go down. They got some light.
It's as much as Holly does.
Yeah, it's got pretty much as Holly does.
I see when I get there. We got shoots and stuff, so we'll be fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got plenty of stuff.
How the surface is, Al?
The surface is pretty good. I mean, I ain't got no problem with the surface. The surface is pretty good.
Okay.
As long as I get good practice, you know.
Yeah. They got their own glue and stuff. They're gonna be prepping, you know, to have whatever we need, whatever how much we need. So
that's what I'm saying. Maybe they won't like put a 2 gallon squirt bottle and spray it.
Well, that's your boss to do that.
Yeah. Yeah, Kenny. What was you gonna say, Kenny?
No, I said that.
Oh, okay.
Hey, y'all say y'all gonna have a little car that y'all wanna run a little baby with?
Do what now?
You said something about y'all gonna have a car over there that y'all wanted to run a little baby with over there.
And that little black one? The one I was in Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll try a little baby with it.
Okay, that car got, what it got? It's full interior, got a cage and stuff in it?
Yeah, with.
It's got a four motor
in it, too.
Mm-hmm. But it's got race seats and stuff and all that?
Oh, it got side seats in it.
Okay.
All side seats.
Well, we'll get something going on with that, then.
Yeah, windows, windows. Hell, I got my asshole blown out, but it's why it's Sunday.
Yeah, well, keep that pass.
So you know it ain't that fast.
I don't know. I've seen some fast motherfuckers lose too. I'm fast and lost.
Nah, it got a little baby ass Ford motor in it. That's all.
So Friday, Saturday at Battlefield. What Sunday operates at?
Hattie Bear, well, we won't be in Battlefield Friday. We'll be there Saturday.
Oh, okay.
We're gonna get there Saturday morning and break right on in on somebody's ass. I don't think I can tell you. We'll probably make a shake.
How far Hattieburg is from Meridian?
I guess about an hour, probably.
Yeah, about an hour. No more than 2 hours. No more than two.
Yeah, we going to leave the track and go straight on to Hattiesburg.
Oh, okay.
Are y'all staying in Meridian or are y'all staying in Hattiesburg?
No, we staying in Hattiesburg. Mm-hmm. That's why I'm not going to come Friday, because I would have to get a room Friday. Sir, and I'm just going to try to save the room money for Friday and just come early Saturday morning, because we weren't going to be able to come Friday until everybody got off work anyway. So,
right.
Ain't no sense in getting a room there that night. Hell, it's going to be that many of us. We might as well save that money and just get a room in Hattiesburg Saturday, Sunday, and Monday.
Right.
Yeah, I took all 3 months ago.
So we'll see y'all Sunday morning. Have your race boots on all day, I can tell you. You be booted up.
So they're gonna be in Hattiesburg three days.
Yeah, Saturday,
yeah.
Monday, Tuesday.
Okay.
Yeah, and somebody gonna get fucked up each day. I don't know who, but somebody gonna get in the game. We're working on this shit vigorously. We got everything ready.
Do they race over there? Or do they look at each other over there?
No, all they usually race now. They usually get it on when y'all come. I guarantee you get some action.
Yeah.
Fat Tuesday usually be pretty good. You know, it usually be pretty good.
Usually, goddamn pack is a motherfucker, man.
Battlefield, they should race that Gadget and race, too. They did a lot of racing
that
they raced last year.
Yeah.
So, I think both of them should be pretty good.
I blow Gadget's asshole out, goddamn, at Battlefield.
I think both of them should be pretty good, you know. We got everything. We just working on Junior right now, trying to get it ready. If we get it ready, somebody else going to be in trouble, boy. Whew.
We'll win.
Huh?
If you get who ready?
Junior, the junior car. We've been working on it. We had to make a few changes on it. I'm pressing. We pressing. It's gonna be tight. But if we bring it, somebody else gonna be in trouble.
Yeah. Well, hell, didn't nobody ever wanna run in. They wanna run that Predator car.
Yeah. Well, they'll be in trouble with that motherfucker too.
So Meridian and Jackson, Mississippi, how far they is apart?
Right there.
He lives in that area. He can tell you more about all that shit.
The reason I asked you, hell, I'm supposed to be going to a damn funeral over there Tuesday.
Alright, hold on, I'm gonna get you a man on the phone. He lives. Hey, Nutty. If he ain't on the other line. Nutty, your mic's open.
Damn, somebody got an echo.
Yeah. Hold on. Hold the show down, Whit. Let me get Nutty.
Goddamn, when you get on the phone, why everybody fade off?
What'd you say, Ken?
I said, when you get on the phone, why everybody fade off?
shit.
He's the baddest motherfucker.
I'm the baddest motherfucker in the country.
Damn.
In the country?
Yeah, I'm going overseas. I supposed to run the sheep. I'm trying to lock the sheep in for 100 on a million. But he bagged out. Sheep bagged out.
Going
that
raid,
yeah. Sheep baby,
going
like that.
Going that raid, Alawabi.
Yeah. I let him out the lockup for $50,000, so.
Damn.
He paid the lockup, so I ain't got to go over there right now. I gotta go to these United States boys' ass. I gotta go to y'all ass. Yeah, I'm trying to do a come to win race with the sheep.
Yeah.
In the United States, he got to come over here.
Hey, with today, did you get butt naked and lethal weapon locked in?
Nah, I think they just did like a verbal deal. Butt naked supposed to be testing his car. I think this weekend, if he see what he like, he say he gonna go ahead and lock him in.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Who you like out of that, Trey?
Lethal Weapon.
Between Butt Naked and Lethal Weapon.
I like Butt Naked.
Lethal Weapon.
I don't know.
I like Butt Naked.
That's going to be tight.
Hey, Fletcher, I got you on the show.
What's happening with it? All right.
Yeah.
I just don't mute my mic like I did last week now.
Okay, your mic wide open.
No, I'm just tripping, man.
Yeah, you live on the show right now. Everybody can hear you.
Oh, man. Just saying what's up to everybody, man. Hope y'all doing. Had a good day today, man. That's about it, though. Right, you can mute me. I'm just listening. I'll just listen on. All right, go ahead.
Okay, okay. Yeah, go ahead, Whit.
Yeah,
I like Butt Naked in that race.
No.
Why?
He bad, but I gotta ride with Lethal Weapon.
Baddest man on 28. That's the baddest man on 28.
Man, you
get the fuck out of here.
Man.
That's the baddest man on 28, guys. Hell, I got Butt Naked on Lethal Weapon.
How much you like on it?
I got 100 on Butt Naked. As long as they race now. As long as they got
like
them race. And
like
if they race Alabama.
Man, you crazy.
Yeah, as long as they race in Alabama, I got Butt Naked.
That's what's wrong with you, hell. You don't go to these tracks and watch these cars.
I ain't got to watch that. I watch Liquid Weapon at Holly Springs and didn't do nothing.
That's his first time on radio.
You want to let you know it?
I'm gonna lay 100 on it.
Well, I take that 100 in when they race.
Okay, goddamn, we'll lock it in the week before they race. We'll get on the show and lock that shit in. I got $100
right
on Bud Nick.
I know you ain't coming to the track. I know you ain't coming to the track. So get Ray your money so he can bring it to me.
I'll be there.
No, you know I'll be there. They gonna do it in Montgomery too.
They gonna do it in Montgomery.
You ain't even
out of Mississippi. Kenny, I was in the race. Kenny, I was at the Montgomery race last year.
Hey, we asked that son of a bitch, you don't go to Carolina with us? You don't go to Georgia? You don't go to Florida? Yeah, I'm going to go. Motherfucker never went.
That when they had put the ankle
braces
over there,
they
couldn't go.
Yeah, that way I had to go, man. Now I got that something cut off now, so. And plus, I don't like going away over there with no car. Till next.
How y'all coming along with that checking car, man?
It's there.
It's ready. Yeah. It was ready last week.
Oh, okay.
We got a race off the trailer with it at Battlefield with Mo Jesus out of New Orleans.
Y'all still got Y'all still got Ray with Poo-Poo, too, ain't you?
Yeah, we got Ray with Poo-Poo with a love.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Poo-Poo on here. He here to drop.
Hey, Oz.
Yeah.
Did you get Malcolm on the phone?
Oh, yes, I can get Malcolm on the phone. Hold on a second. Come here.
Butt naked, man. Motherfucker suit.
Hell no.
Hey. Ah, damn.
Man, did you not see Butt Naked had Tony Wright's ass that time and Butt Naked car moved on him? You was in
man,
there.
Man, you crazy as a motherfucker.
You was there in person. You
man, Tony Wright come on, Butt Naked and get real tree.
Huh?
Yeah.
No racist come up to real tree.
Butt Naked and real tree. But real tree bad, huh?
Oh, I thought that's the one he was talking about. I was definitely set. Double.
I'm going to real tree shit.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 20.
I'll tell you what, though. That'll be a big race, though, man. That'll be a big race, though.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Butt Naked, lead the weapon. That'll be a big one now.
Yeah.
Butt Naked going to be peeking on starting line.
Huh? He's
going to be in the Butt Naked ain't going to be able to see the race. He's going to be so nervous, he's going to be shitting in the bathroom.
Bad night.
I tell you what.
It's Georgia. Bad night.
That damn Mustang look good, though. I mean, last time I seen it.
Yeah, it looked good. If you look, that bitch ain't really turning on a whole lot of shit until he get out there about 200 foot.
Yeah.
Well, just said that he turned that shit on. Gap City.
A lot.
Gap City. Come on. Real tree
ass. I bet you 500 won't be a gap.
Yeah, well, he ain't going to turn his shit on, you said. I'm going to bet, goddamn, he don't turn his shit on.
I never turned it on till late.
Text and tell him I'm trying to get him on the show.
Say what now?
I told Keith to send Malcolm a text and tell him I'm trying to get him on the show.
Man, I'll just call Malcolm a damn show. Hold on. Your show and you can't even get a man on the show.
Well, goddamn. I guess he's seen that New York number. Hell.
God, no, you want me to tell you why you can't get him on the show? You's a weak bitch.
I can get him on.
Either what?
He's a weak bitch.
God damn.
Hold on, y'all. Let me get Malcolm.
I didn't want to say that. I wait on somebody else to say it. Damn.
Hey, anybody can feel free to run this motherfucker if they feel like they can do it any better. I would hire me a host. It's a little trickier than you think, though. I hope he don't answer the damn phone and cuss his ass out then.
God damn, why you over all that?
Just because he was talking shit to me. So I just figured that back. Where my buddy at, man? We getting close to the race and he ain't even hit the one button.
Who?
Yeah, you know, he live over there that way.
Who you talking about, Chick?
Yeah. Man don't want to talk to you, man.
Chick don't want to talk to you.
Oh, okay. Well, hell, he been wanting to talk for 3 months. Now getting close to town, he don't want to talk no more, huh?
Chick been talking over with.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. You get Malcolm?
Hell no, he didn't get Malcolm. You ain't heard him.
Hey, I can't even sit there. I'm trying them all kind of ways.
Hey,
I guess I guess I'm a weak one too, guy. I can't get it.
Damn.
Yep. Now Chris Ball's on here, but I don't know. He might be on there. I think that's Chris Ball's number. Hell, that might be 250 number. I don't want to hit that.
250 good people. 250 do not act crazy unless somebody says something to him. Now, if it's 250,
go in the bushes. Go in the bushes. Go in the bushes.
On 250, good.
Go pull them out the bushes. Open some phone lines up. Here we go. 205-9392, your mic's open. 205-9392, your mic's open. Chris. Is that Chris? I don't know who's number. I think that's Chris Ball's number, but I'm not sure. If I open all these damn mics, these motherfucking gonna start getting noisy. Hey, notice that, Kenny, notice they give him 2 minutes and he's going to get on here and tell you some directions, okay?
All right.
On that.
I just wondered what the distance was.
Yeah, I don't think it's very far at all, like 20 minutes to Jackson, between Meridian and Jackson.
Oh,
God.
Yeah.
2 hours
and a half.
Oh, he's out and a half. I'm about to have it.
Hey, from Jackson to Meridian is an hour and 15 minutes.
Okay.
Hour and 15.
It'll take you an hour and 15 minutes to get from Jackson to Meridian.
All right.
And take you an hour and a half to get from the track to Hattiesburg. From if you leave Battlefield and you get back on 20 and head to like you head toward Meridian and take 59, it's going to be take you like an hour and a half to get from Meridian to Hattiesburg.
Yeah. Appreciate it.
Hey, you going to ride with me?
Don Mac, yeah. Who riding with you, Don Mac?
Pick up a car, Jimmy. We're going to make $1 for you.
Yeah, I don't got that. I want my money back with interest on it, motherfucker.
Damn. How much the interest?
Hey, shit. Whatever you want to say, about 500 more interest.
Damn,
huh?
He
come
out better going to world finance.
I try to give you the interest the other day. You want to take it? Yeah, make it your mind if you want to or not. I told you, man, I asked one, I had a lot of money, but you scared of the money. Oh, I forgot, you probably wasn't yourself.
I can't hear you.
Hey, man, where's Scooby be at lately? I ain't heard Scooby on these shows in a while.
Scooby been quiet lately. We talked to him the other day on the phone. Other day, just like on our little morning talk show.
His name is still King Scooby, ain't it?
No, yeah. Hell, when? How are you going to be King Scooby?
Oh.
I still let you be the governor, so I'm still letting him be the king, huh?
No, I might say you still going to let him be the king.
Yeah, he did a king.
You just took it wrong for him, huh?
Yeah.
Hey, Don Mac, I got somebody on the damn phone right now. Say they want to call your ass out for Saturday.
Okay.
I don't know what Saturday he's talking about, though. It might be Battlefield. I don't know about this Saturday. Let me, I'm going to open him up.
Just tell me, hold this talk, I told you I'm booked up now. The doctor ain't taking no more appointment now. Let me get them these sick pages out of the way.
Yeah.
662-2786.
Your mic's open.
662-2786. Don Mac, you gonna be at Battlefield?
I don't know, I think my crowd we gotta do something that's bad. I don't know. I gotta be sure. Who it is?
Well, hire somebody else then.
Who it is?
Don't worry about it. We got a small block truck on 28th, one kit, ready to get dead in your ass.
Wait, man. We can't raise then. Carl, you sound like to me right now, you the kid. I didn't ask you how many kids you got. I don't tell how many I got. I run nitro. Man, go put you two more kids on there and give me a call back.
Oh, no. I got plenty for you.
Damn, don't I might put one on mute.
No, it's my grandpa Vincent.
I had, he won't be a liquor there on Thursday, so a little something to change. I got to talk with him and see. I know he's been to know I had them, they won't be a liquor there Thursday.
We're going to run a train on your ass, though, Mac.
What's that?
We're going to run a damn train on your ass, though, Mac.
I just wish y'all were women run the train on me. It feels better. You sent me a text message. What's up?
Yeah, Kenny was.
Kenny, what's up?
Hard work, high bill. What's going on with you? Hard working, high bill. Man, this is Kenny Jones. No, that's nutty. He was looking for me. No, he was needing some direction. But Antoine told him.
Okay, that's... Yeah. Okay.
Hey, Paul, no, you can let everybody know that you plan on having a race, too.
Yeah, I'm planning on having one at Battlefield on April the 26th. I'm still working the details out. Hey, I mute my mic for a minute, my dog calling.
Okay. Hey, Don Mac, I just got a text message saying you're a PY.
Hey,
this motherfucker just went 416 in Georgia.
Well, I don't care, man. Yeah. I just want that make me want to run him more bad or not since he don't need
DD. No, not here, man. I'm talking about lights out right now. The damn Kevin Muller just went 416 in South Georgia.
God damn.
So fuzzy. Well,
on 315?
Yeah, on 315.
I'll be down there looking at him
Sunday. That motherfucker ain't got their practice done with his damn number, boy.
I thought you were talking about the guys that
want to
run me.
No, he said he got one kid fucking truck got down on a go to your ass with 28s on it. That lock in.
Man, I told you, I'm a race. Ain't no goddamn lock in. You want to lock in?
He said, it don't matter how many kids you got on that motherfucker you got.
Hey.
Yeah.
Did you tell about all that car went a 416 over in Georgia? See, there was a real guy come racing in Georgia, man. It was real racers come.
Hey, I bet you they break that record goddamn in Holly Springs in April.
Man, I bet y'all break y'all ass. When I come over there.
Same racetrack we race at. Hell, you don't even race at South Georgia. You in Georgia.
Yes, I do go down there and race.
Okay. I just don't never hear about it because you don't never grow a race.
Hey, I've been trying to grow at y'all ass for the longest, but I finally got you now.
Man, that guy has a four-door bubble top on this motherfucker right now.
Goddamn, I
actually
locked I really believe he's gonna pay you them $300, Chief.
Really? Really?
I really believe it.
I like Georgia with the gap. I like Georgia with the gap.
I have what? You need to hustle all that shit to get your weak ass up there.
Don't listen to me.
You need to bet on this man. Get up there and do something yourself.
I already got Sherman
locked
here. We
raked
on the
12th. Yeah, well, I like Sherman with the gap. 313-587.
You like to put a gap in your ass.
Yeah. Yeah, I like Sherman over hell, boy. 313-5817, Mike's open.
What's up, man?
What's going on?
Hey, I can't call it. Just listening in, see what y'all talking about. See, can I get down in Holly Springs with you guys? That's about it.
Damn, that sounds like Cadillac.
No, that's Whiplash Racing, man.
Yeah.
Out of the Motor City.
Okay. Okay, well, we're proud to have you on here talking with us.
I heard y'all say something about Chucky.
What's up,
Colonel Wilder? Yeah, what about Chucky?
I heard y'all said he locked in with somebody.
Yeah, but not the North Chucky now, the South Chucky.
Oh, okay. Okay, I got you.
Yeah.
I got you, brother.
Has anybody heard what the North Chucky ran so far?
No, when I talked to him last night, he got to South Georgia late and didn't get to make a pass. When I talked to him last night.
Oh, you mean
Daddy,
man, he's just
going to
take your name
without
racing
your ass? Do I now? I don't know. I don't know which one was Chucky first. Hell.
That's
we've
like
been Chucky the first
year. You'd be like somebody just come here and take my name. You think I'm
going to
let that happen? Hell no.
Oh, shit. You ain't going to rate nobody no way, so it don't matter. Hell, they can take your name three times.
I'm racing y'all goddamn top shadow over there, Sherman thing, the one y'all look up to and all that shit.
Oh, well,
you've been
ducking it down
to Sherman for years.
I have. I think me and Sherman run twice last year. Did you run him?
What you running with?
They ran with Chucky. We tried to run him in Aberdeen one night too, and he wouldn't run us. They won one of the races I saw.
And Sherman called me today. Me and him agreed, goddamn, we're going to lock him before the week of March 29th, and he's going to run the Punisher at Holly Springs.
Oh, well.
Yeah, I mean, hell, ain't nobody scared of Sherman but you.
Who's scared?
I'll stretch y'all's ass, Chuck.
I promise you that.
You bet what now?
I'll stretch y'all's ass, Chuck.
Well, I tell you what, we got oil pressure after Gold Rush. You can get in the fucking box.
After I run a Sherman, if I ain't up on my roof or burnt down, Sherman, that's y'all's ass.
Well, goddamn, if both of us got oil pressure, ain't no reason why we not race that goddamn Holiday Beach then.
If you get word that damn, that long face motherfucker Brian Lowe, his ass is fine too. Down syndrome looking soft bitch.
Good God almighty.
You know what? Don't even tell us. I'm going to see his ass Saturday down at the shop. That long-haired motherfucker. He over there licking buttons and shit with a helmet on.
Oh, boy.
The bottom part of his eyes looks like he got Down syndrome. Just the bottom part.
God damn, hell, boy.
God damn, man.
Hey, the he's respect for Brian Lope. He got a little fly in the mouth. He got a little fly in the mouth. See? All I got my shit sorted out straight there.
Hey, don't make me get Brian Lowe on this goddamn phone now.
Get that
long-haired
motherfucker
home
here.
God. I'm going to
mute y'all. Get that
long-haired
motherfucker home here.
That's something they call me for.
You ain't never a damn shit, Slaughter.
Stop the shit, I ain't. Stop it.
I'm for the calling, hell.
Well, y'all crazy.
So, Jaleel, you going to run Chucky, too?
Man, look, if I run Sherman, if
what time you run Sherman locked in the race?
I don't know. We're getting it over early. We ain't going to wait till all night.
Uh-oh.
I'm ready to get this. Hellboy,
probably want to come off the trailer.
You
say
what?
Hellboy probably won't even come off the trailer a week, motherfucker.
The number you dialed is not a working number. Please check the number and dial again.
El número que marcó no está en servicio. Verifíquelo y márquelo de nuevo.
Message 3. PA10MO.
He got that fucking lady talking.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you something funny. You realize Jim
the number you dialed is not a working number.
Brace,
please check the number and dial again. El número que marcó no está en servicio. Verifíquelo y márquelo de nuevo. Message 3. MS01GN.
Ah, damn. Man, hang that damn shit up. Hang that shit up, man. Control your show, all right?
You want hang up? You
all
hang up.
Damn. But you said you
got
I ain't gonna come off the trailer. I don't know if
y'all
fucked up like that last time,
man. Damn
that shit.
Jim,
you
okay with that?
Jim fell off.
Jim
fell off.
Jim fell off. Yeah,
I locked this goddamn. Trey, you at home?
Jim
had
the goddamn
broke himself. Huh? You at
home,
Trey?
Yeah, I just got home.
Hey, tell Jim got the call to get to the show. Our time is
wrong.
Man, we said we
ain't no need to call, man.
He had a food depot. He ain't that public.
Hey, I guarantee you, since he don't fell out, he done smoked about 6 packs of cigarettes.
You think
you know he's
nervous.
You know he's saying. That's why you want to laugh.
Okay, boy, y'all crazy.
Like a hole in church.
Jim at the grocery store. He coming out in a week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's in the deli section.
Now, Jim, hey, all you got to do when you're locking a raid, he starts smoking cigarettes. You over there with a pack of dicks and 20 packs of carton of cigarettes right beside it.
Got them cowboy killers on deck. The Marlboro man is in full effect.
Well,
yeah,
y'all crazy.
Right. That bitch
got
a weak-ass motor in it.
Yeah, Hellboy got a weak-ass motor in there.
Oh, I
ain't
know.
My motor's stolen. My motor's stolen. Why the hell would I steal a weak motor? Why would I steal a weak motor?
I ain't never seen a motor blow up on the trailer on the way to the racetrack.
Yeah, you're right. I got something to blow up.
I hope you don't got that pull that shit again.
Huh?
I hope you don't pull that shit again.
I told you. I can't help it, man. I'm ready.
Yeah.
Can't help that shit.
Oh!
I wonder why Malcolm ain't hit the guy down off the phone.
That's why I got that motherfucker in the shop a month before the race.
Yeah.
But I so, tell you you get that long-headed motherfucker Brian Lowe on here. He's done something that's going to take his motor and put in a heavier car and think he's going to go faster. He's got to be the dumbest some drag race.
Man, I don't know, man. Let me see. Yeah, that other number I had of Brian's, that's something that wouldn't work.
I'll call him right there, tell him to call the show, man.
Yeah, yeah, do that shit, Keith. Yeah, make yourself useful.
Hold on, let me click over.
I want to talk to
him. I don't think you see
him. Hey, I told you I got what I wanted, man.
What'd you get, Keith?
I wanted y'all motherfucking mad to finally lock in, and y'all done did it.
Yeah. Ooh, blow your asshole out, kid.
Yeah, you've been saying that same bullshit, the player.
You've been saying the same shit I've been saying, so hell, we're going to say we're going to do it.
I've been trying to lock y'all in. Let's see, damn it, we wanted the new number.
How you been trying to lock in?
What number you call, man?
I call that 13. Hold on. 19 something, I think. 1965. Yeah, that number.
Oh, I got to get a new one.
Yeah, I got a new number some goddamn warehouse. I can't find that from me. Somebody called me wearing the hell out of me. We got 16 minutes for the show.
Hey, he over there fucking with somebody else. Somebody's finna give him a hit.
Who?
I don't damn know. Hey, man, call in on our show, man. Somebody looking for you on the show.
I'm back. Did y'all get that long-haired son of a bitch back on here?
What the number is?
Number 347-215.
No, hell, it ain't. All you got to do is call Jerry's kid.
Call who?
Hold on,
let me give Brian Lowe the number. 347-215-9989.
I
got to do is call Jerry's kid.
You've been a call, man.
Hold on, 601-3356, your mic open.
What's that?
What's going on?
It's 007, man. What's going on, bitch?
What's going on with you, big Ken?
I ain't doing nothing, man. Just taking it easy. We mess around now. Have a little mishap with gold dust, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Man, y'all ain't saying that to the car up this.
Huh?
Y'all didn't wreck that pretty car, did you?
No. Shit,
oh,
no.
Okay.
We didn't wreck it. No.
I was going to say.
Had a little mishap on what's called the engine.
I had went years without paint my car. The first time I put me a real nice paint job, 2 days later, put that motherfucker all up on the goddamn wall.
Nah, we had that bad luck, man. We had just a little mishap with the head gasket on the block. So I don't know if we're going to have it back ready. I don't know if Trent is going to have it back ready for the pre-modded draw or not. But, you know, we always got two or three Mustangs that we can take one out and substitute or nothing. You know what I mean, Al?
Yeah.
We got to get the people a show. Yeah, we got to get the people a show. You know what I'm saying? We got to get the people a show.
We still locked in with the love and poo-poo.
Yeah, we're going to show. And, you know, me and Jim had talked, and we're going to have Krishna caught out. Maybe we come up something with maybe Krishna and Lakai, you know, if y'all want to. Or Trump. I don't know. I'm just throwing it out there, you know, if y'all don't get no raise out with, you know, because we have locked it up with the little gold car, but it had problems, so we'll have Chris car there. So I don't know if Chris will step in for me and run the race. You know, run if y'all want to run or something. Huh?
Can you bring some gauze bandages and a staple gun, medical grade staple gun?
You want me to bring a staple gun and what else you want?
A medical grade staple gun and some gauze bandages. Because after Jolly Rancher go up in the eyes of them, man, they're going to need some surgery. If they don't get that surgery, they ain't going to do shit.
I tell you what, now, I'm going to tell you like this, you know. One thing about it, sometimes the fast car don't always win, and you'll see what I'm talking about when you get there.
Well,
I know what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
you see what I'm saying?
Sometimes
you can have too much power for where you at.
Yeah, you're right.
It's gonna be the tuner. It's gonna be the tuner that day now. And you watch what I tell you. It's gonna be the tuner between Ives and Jolly Rancher. You watch what I tell you.
And we got the fattest motherfucker.
Who tuned y'all come out?
Don't worry about who tuned it. You'll find out.
Oh, I was just wondering.
Look, man, don't get on with a smart mouth. The manager asked you a question now.
Keith, just because you got me locked in don't mean you're going to take over the show. You just be quiet and listen.
Take over the goddamn show.
I might want to lock y'all in three times that same goddamn day.
I'm fucking with Hellboy anyway. Now our boy Flot, he does the tuning on it.
That's that big guy with the ball here. Big guy with the ball here, right?
I don't know. Talk to him.
He's the owner of the Punisher, right?
Yeah, he's the owner of it. You talk to him at Holiday Beach, I believe.
Yeah.
Hey, man. Beat on him. Goddamn them.
Man, I tell you what, if that dude there with the Punisher, if he's there, shit, man, he's going to run him a motherfucker. Now, there ain't no question. You're going to have to beat him. Man, ain't going to beat anybody. You're going to talk about beating him. You're going to have to beat him. But he's going to race it. He was ready to race Eyes in the car. When Eyes hit the guardrail down in Hattiesburg, when he was running down Mac, he wanted three wheels, and he was going to fix that bitch to race 10. So ain't no way in hell you going to give me the thing. He ain't going to race.
Open up in mic 662, lab phone number 6382. He's been in the car back then, so I don't know what not.
Well, he got called back in first because I don't see that number.
Well, you know, he got the phone with them real big buttons on it.
Oh, how he hit the fucking wolf that day?
Well,
he didn't hit the one button. He's a live motherfucker.
He wasn't hitting the one button. He hit the pound button.
All right, now Brian Lowe gonna go to your ass now.
Yeah, fuck Brian Lowe. I see him Saturday. I know I'm gonna see him Saturday.
Where at?
I ain't gonna put a business out there like that. I ain't dirty like that.
Hey, Keith, what'd you say last four numbers was again?
6382.
6382.
No, it ain't. Hey, what about 0814?
Yeah, I got him. That's the number that's on me the other day. Brian, look.
Hey, boy, now what the fuck you saying now?
I already got that man want to call me and put me on the phone. What you want to do, man? I'm gonna be down there tomorrow.
He's gonna
hold on,
B-Lo. Now he won't hold on. He won't get his goddamn income tag and call me talking crazy like he want to do something. Fuck wrong with him.
No, Brian, don't say so. He ain't got to have an income tag to raise.
He's gonna get his goddamn income tag and call me talking crazy. I'm gonna come see Bob, though. He talking shit. I'm going to be down there that weekend while he's talking crazy.
You going to run it this weekend?
Sunday. Jeez. Not Saturday.
Dang.
Yeah. No. From Ohio.
Yeah, what? I don't know where Hellboy went to.
Who number he on? He on your number.
He was talking.
Yeah, hold on.
Hold on.
I'm checking in right quick. Hold on.
Okay. Hey, get your ass checked in. Hey, you got the man on the phone. This man trying to go to your ass.
I'm back.
He trying to get
y'all
your echo.
Y'all got that long head
some
bitch on the phone.
Ryan Lowe. There he is.
Yeah.
Hold up.
You got that long head motherfucker on the phone.
Say what?
You got your long ass head on the phone, you still licking bus windows and
hey,
shit.
Hey, you wanna goddamn get your echo tag and call me talking crazy, but I'm gonna come down there and see about it this weekend.
Your shit ain't even finished, boy. Sit your ass down.
Hey, Sunday ain't
your shit ain't, your shit ain't even finished. Sit your head down.
You hear him talking on the phone.
Don't make me tell your business.
We coming this weekend, lock in. Lock in. We coming this weekend, lock in.
We raising that after sermon.
Y'all both talking at one time.
Call his ass back.
Hold on.
Call that motherfucker back. Shit, we're ready. Dumb motherfucker. I'm gonna put his shit in the heavy car and think he's gonna speed up. Motherfucker hooked on fire.
You did us.
He didn't go heavy, did he?
I'm telling you,
his phone ain't fall off.
Yeah, he on. I mean, he ain't on, but he fell off.
I'm sorry, but the person you called has a voicemail box that has not been set up yet.
I will go dead square in his ass all second.
He had a pair of deuces.
Huh?
He had a pair of deuces.
He said he had a pair of deuces.
Yeah, that's why he ain't answering the phone now. It's a bluffing call.
God damn, dog, got me fucked up. I don't even know what the hell I'm dropping shit at.
You ain't shit for starting that.
No, I didn't start it.
He been popping off his mouth for the last goddamn 2 weeks. Talking about what he gonna grab somebody and all that shit.
Hey, you think I find the show number? Hey, Brian.
Hold on one second.
I ain't gonna hang you up. Hey, you just put your shit on mute and come back in here. Hell, Keith, you wouldn't gave Brian the goddamn show number. Damn, instigator ass.
Oh, yeah, keep instigating
shit.
Yeah. Hold on now. Both of y'all don't talk at one time. One at a time. Go ahead. Which one first?
I'm letting him talk.
Oh, you're going to let him talk. Okay, Hellboy, you first.
I'm listening.
Said, where you want to go Sunday?
All right, your turn, Brian. Right,
well, as a matter of fact, you're going to be down at the Scott Shop on Saturday, right?
Hello?
We can do the lock-in on Saturday and all that.
Well, I tell you what. I'm going to be in Georgia.
I know where you're
going to
be at.
I'm going to be in Georgia Saturday night. You already know where to meet me at. You will have the money in or whatever. It don't make me no difference.
And I'm saying I'll be down there the same time you meet him.
Well, if you want me to come in Georgia, I ain't got no problem with coming. You lock the money in. We're going to lock the money in Saturday. Wherever you want me to call, I'm going to call.
We'll lock in Saturday.
Okay, so when are y'all going to
Huh?
When are y'all going to write?
He said he wants to go on Sunday.
He said he wants to go on Sunday, and I'm going to bitch him up on a test hit. Watch.
You going to what?
Where y'all going to write that, son?
I'm going to bitch him up on a test hit.
I can't hear what he said.
Hey, I'm going to tell you that right here, and I'm going to leave it alone. You ain't spending no money finding out about my car. I'm going to leave it right there.
You said I didn't spend enough money to find out about
mine. I'm going to leave it alone, though.
He know damn well I was coming down there to Ray Sherman.
Hey, man. I think I left my tire back on the ground.
Don Mac, I hear you in the background, Don Mac. Only fast people can talk out loud.
No.
Well, you need to shut the fuck up.
That's why I'm talking out loud.
Well, is there anything out there anybody want to discuss tonight? We got 1 hour left. Brian Lowe done fell out. He didn't want to raise it. Now I can't call him back into the show.
No, I ain't even going to let you say that. He want to race. We're going to race.
We're
going to get to it. Don't put that on him like that. He going to do something. I know he is.
Yeah. Well, that means he gonna pick his car up this weekend, so that means he can go on the battlefield and get goddamn busy then.
I bet you won't call him out.
The fuck I won't call that son of a bitch out.
I bet you won't.
Brian Lowe, you on standby. Now, you can relay the message.
With what car? What car you gonna get him with?
Hell, the motherfucking Chucky car, hell.
Well, tell him. Call his ass back and tell him you want
him. I can't call him back.
He listens to the goddamn show. Everybody else listens to it. Call him back.
It's after hours now. Somebody else has to call him back.
Oh, everybody want to talk? Call him out. Call him out. You tell him. You put it out there. I say you want to run him with Chucky. He want to race soon. He can run you, can't he?
He don't want them troubles.
I can't tell
you. Brian Lowe don't want them troubles.
As cocky as he was single, you want to tell me that man ain't looking to race?
Ah, shit. I bet he won't lock in. I bet you that.
Yeah, he was just trying to lock in, wasn't he?
Shit, I bet he won't lock in for next weekend at Battlefield. I bet he come up with something. 504-0388, you might suffer.
What's up? He's nuts. Hey, tell Brian Lowe he come to the battlefield. He might be able to get some of me, too.
There you go.
Well, goddamn, y'all call the man up and tell him. When I said, y'all goddamn quick to
call him on
y'all
three-way.
Y'all quick to call him on three-way.
Hold on.
Call him on three-way.
Trey, can you get him on?
Yeah, if you text me his number, I will.
Yeah.
I ain't got his new number.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to text it to you.
Somebody text him. Can't come text that. Shit, I work my damn self. What the fuck you talking about? He
went
over there clocking in.
What did you say, Hellboy?
I said, he's talking about somebody got their income tax check. Hey. I said,
yeah.
Hell, he
went
over there clocking in on somebody.
You got to goddamn your income tax back. Why you want to raise?
I know, right? Shit.
Talking all this shit.
That'd be the first thing a folk motherfucker
want to
do is talk about
that.
What he
did. Hold on, we got another hand up. 662-642, you might be talking.
Man, you have to move my mic, guys. I'm at work.
What's
up, man? Oh, okay. Hey, you hit the phone, buddy. Right, yeah. So all y'all got up in Georgia, y'all going to South Georgia this weekend?
I'm going to spend my income tax check. That's what I'm going to do.
Down in South Georgia or South?
I was going to go Sunday, but don't look like it now. Oh, the rain.
Yeah. Oh, it's closing, right? It's going to be up over y'all.
What?
It's supposed to rain over y'all.
Oh, they I know for the rain tomorrow, and then for the rain Sunday.
Yeah.
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
Reloading, huh?
Yeah.
I seen him a text, told him to call me.
Yeah. BB&T rest off a 450 pass in South Georgia.
275?
Yeah, 275.
Hey, here's Brian right here.
Okay, me.
Hey, I guarantee you the record on 275 is going to be broken this week.
Do what now?
The record on 2. The rep, no. It was on 315.
Oh.
Yeah,
about 275. The record will be broken this week.
Oh, didn't he say Brian was back on?
275. They got 420.
Jim, didn't you say Brian was back on?
Yeah. Trey, did you get him back on? Trey. He must be on the other line. Trey, you got that?
So let's see, you want to run with Chucky, and these nuts want to run with the blue car, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Two.
Blue Ball, your car 4 or 5 low.
Four love.
Oh, okay.
Who the blue ball?
Blue ball is out of cookout.
Four
got
love.
Got the blue car with the cobra wing on it.
Four love, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, can I get the back up?
Huh?
Ah, right, y'all don't give me the head up break.
Head up break with what?
We're Chucky. I need the head up break.
We already locked. Did y'all get
Brian back home?
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, Brian said he was busy. He said he can't do nothing next weekend. It's going to either be the March 16th, the 29th in Holly, or at the beach.
What was all that shit about Sunday?
Alan,
what I'm
talking about
this weekend.
I'm just saying,
what was all that shit
you
said about Sunday?
Well, we didn't lock him in for Sunday.
I just said there was somebody wanting to run him, might want to run him next weekend if they got the car where they wanted it. He said, I'm busy right now. He said, it's going to have to be the 16th, the 29th, or the 12th. I said, okay. Damn, everybody go to sleep.
Well, Ag, what's our prediction for next week at Battlefield? Ag, where you at?
That motherfucker watching that bullshit on the damn computer.
Trey.
Eyes. Yo.
Hey, Trey, call Malcolm right there. He just called me. Just call him.
Okay. All right.
I got Malcolm on.
We need your eyes, no.
Good evening, everybody. Good evening.
Yeah.
What up,
remember
Malcolm?
Remember me? Remember me?
What's going on, Hellboy?
Put this shit on. Don't you put this shit on.
Well, Malcolm, Trey heard it a bit. What's going on? What the deal is?
We see that Brian Lowe was going to the battlefield.
What eye is it? What is crazy?
I don't know. I just told him to get that damn noise off the damn show. Can't hear shit.
Sound like you over there scalloping potatoes and shit.
Well, what it is, Malcolm? It's going to be chicken, then gold rush. 300 on 1,000 or better. One by six. Both of them know it's small block, small block.
300 on 1,000 or better. Run by six, small block to small block.
Can y'all hear me? Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, here, boy.
Oh, he muted the mic, so I'm
here. That's what it is.
Well, I got it right here. 300 on 1,000. Small block,
right
small good. Block. Run by six. Yeah, head up.
Yeah.
Flip for plane.
Yeah, flip
for plane. Yeah. Oh, shit, man. You got to be more careful. I'm going to write this down in this log book right here.
Don't write it on no napkin. Just put it up on the refrigerator with a knife.
I know. I will not forget this race. I've been waiting to get that ad for a long time.
I can't tell.
And what they say, the wait is over.
I'm like, hell, boy, you ain't waiting too damn long now.
You haven't waited too damn long, Keith. Yeah, I'm with I. You wasn't waiting too damn long.
So soon I go over there and make a shakedown, I might even bet y'all on the gap.
Ooh. I'm with Keith now.
Hold on, man.
I might bet your ass on the gap.
Hold on, man. Hold it. Straight back on. Motherfucker probably won't answer the goddamn phone. What?
Who are you trying to get on?
Trey. He got Malcolm on his phone.
Oh.
Well, everybody else said that you had Mike open, go. See, can I find some more goddamn action over there?
What about Brian Lowe? Didn't you want to run Brian Lowe too, Keith?
Fuck that. I'm starting
to
shit.
Hellboy. Yeah, I'm back. Hellboy.
Yeah.
Your race with Sherman, what did y'all come up with? Y'all see it straight off the trailer, right?
No, we didn't say no
trailer. Come on. Come on. Come on.
Huh?
Hold on. Somebody on speakerphone.
It didn't start echoing until I got you back on, Trey.
I think that's Malcolm's phone. When I was talking to him while I was on the private line, it was echoing a little bit. He might be on a headset or something.
Well, it sounded like it's going to come a goddamn storm over him.
He said it's
going
to rain over there. All right.
Now, okay, Sherman, Hellboy. Now, tell me again, what y'all race here?
I guess we need to call Sherman tomorrow.
Sherman on. Matt, is Sherman on here?
Yeah, he on.
Sherman on here, Hellboy.
Oh, I didn't know. I thought it was
through the mouth. Don't goddamn nut on
here. No, I
know we were gonna lock in. We were gonna lock in coming through the gate. I know it went off the trailer.
What?
I know what you said.
Lock in. As soon as we see each other off the trailer. I thought that's what he said in the mouth.
That's what I thought it was, too. I thought y'all was on the trailer.
Lock in off the trailer.
I said I'd never do off the trailer again. I've been saying that ever since I run that trailer off the trailer.
I won't even be saying that, man.
Sure.
Oh, hell, boy.
Sure, man, if you scared of rain, man,
just say you scared of rain. Don't even say nothing to me about racing. If you scared to rain,
all this bullshit,
I ain't doing all this talking back and forth, man. If we gonna rain, we gonna rain. If we ain't gonna rain, then
I just said I'm gonna make a shakedown or two. What's wrong with that?
Yeah, a shakedown or two. Your motherfucking ass ain't gonna. You gonna bring your ass way down here to Alabama to change your fucking oil like you did last time.
Amen.
You ain't gonna do a goddamn thing. You bagging up, you fucking backpedaling, you talking about what the fuck you got. You ain't got shit. You ain't got nothing but a pile of motherfucking shit. Your motherfucking scared ass.
You ain't got nothing but a pile of shit, that raggedy motherfucker.
Show me I'm a bitch when you see me there, motherfucker, because I'll show you a bitch when I see your motherfucking ass. Keep on changing the motherfucking race. Just the other day you talking about you don't want to run. You want to run Brian Lowe first. Man, fuck all that shit. I've been running the rest of your motherfucking ass 3 years.
You want somebody running this and that? You want somebody running this and that?
Do you want to race or not? I'm not going to give you that.
Okay. I'm sorry, I don't understand what you're saying. You holler like a little bitch, man.
Yo,
hard
you holler like a little
Kool-Aid.
Bitch. I don't understand
your
what you're saying.
Kool-Aid.
Quit screaming
your
like a bitch.
Your hard pop Kool-Aid.
You're screaming like
you
a bitch, man.
Teeth.
I don't understand what you're saying.
I bet you won't lock your...
Do anybody understand what this fucking clown is saying?
You know damn well what the fuck I'm saying. You just don't want to understand.
Hellboy.
What are you
Hellboy,
saying, man?
Hellboy.
I don't understand what he's saying.
Hellboy, what do you want the race to be? Let me ask you that. What do you want the race to be? How many shakedowns you want?
I'm gonna show you a pile of shit when I see you on the 12th, boy. I'm gonna drag your ugly ass, short, big motherfucker.
You know what though? Remember this. I'm already on drugs, your ass.
I'm gonna drag your ass. Really? What is the definition of paper champion? Because I got that money. Like I said,
your ass is already bankrupt. Remember that. I done whooped your ass. Remember that.
Okay.
You got to live
okay.
with that
I'll
shit. Do. You got to live with it.
I ain't got to live with that damn thing.
Can somebody get somebody to lock some money in there?
You'll be down there this weekend, won't you?
You're in, that's why.
But
they got quiet.
So, did we get the raid locked in after all that?
No.
No?
The raid is locked in. We get to the train. Come to the gate. That was a bet. That's what we said. If
that's what,
said,
what all I'm trying to do is figure out
what the shit now.
I'm just trying to figure out what the deal is. Okay, you said lock in on site, but what I'm saying is, how much money y'all gonna run for? By what time? I mean, you know, what's the rundown?
He said, "What it goes."
My
race.
He said what now?
Raise my head
clock. As soon as possible.
Raise my head clock.
Yeah, I'm about to put my 500 on whatever in the...
What'd you say?
Where Malcolm is?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Oh, let me make sure you're getting everything. I heard the way back.
Yeah, I'm right. Raised by 8 o'clock. Lock in on site. Raised by 8 o'clock.
My car has W's on it. It has W's on it. I don't want him saying shit about my damn fire. I told him that up front. That's what everybody else over here got. That's what we put on our car.
I know he said he didn't care enough about you having W's on the car.
All right.
As long as the Ray was ahead of... Huh?
Exactly.
So what's the lock-in?
Lock-in on site, raised by 8 o'clock. I know Hillboy got to buy Sherman got to buy here. That's what I asked Hillboy, because Sherman said lock-in 5-1-25 or better, but Hillboy said he wasn't going
to
run for that much, so I'm waiting.
Ain't nobody to the team. That's just trying to buy a race here. He know I ain't going to race for that much. He know I ain't.
What you feel comfortable with?
I told him last time, $1,000 is my bet. That's a gentleman's bet. That's what I can afford to bet. That's what I can afford to lose. That's what I'll bet.
How much?
I don't see nothing difficult about this.
Okay, y'all lock in $200 a bet.
That sounds like a good gentleman.
So do you wanna lock in $200 on $1,000?
That's what we initially agreed on, Mal. So he wanna get on the
$200 on $1,000.
He wanna get on the phone on the high side and talk that $500 on $20. He goes down with it. I don't bet like this.
All right, $200 on $1,000.
By 8 o'clock.
Flip the lane, Charles.
Hey, y'all know the standard track, y'all.
Goddamn, hell boy.
I'm just saying, it ain't got to be difficult like that.
Hell, boy, you know you gotta get Chucky the back tire now, and you got W's on that motherfucker.
Man, I ain't giving away a goddamn thing.
Damn pro mod.
Ain't no pro mod shit. I put that on for my sake. Damn, man. I don't give a damn what nobody say.
Nah, hell, that weak motherfucker you got underneath the hood, hell, that motherfucker don't need no W's.
Yeah.
This is 85.
I know, if that bitch is weak, you super weak.
I got $100 on Sherman.
Do what you do, that's on you.
You want that $100 bet?
Boom.
Man, look. I'm not betting nobody outside
of that fight. Well, hell, I tell you the same shit goddamn last 3 months, and you still be talking shit.
Huh?
Yeah, you know.
I told everybody I'm not racing nobody till I race Sherman.
Yeah.
That's that what I said. Not racing nobody till I race Sherman. That's exactly what it was.
Well, I won't be
there.
So right now we got Gold Rush and Chucky, 300 on 1,000, run by 6 o'clock, flipping for lane choices.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
All right. And then we got Chevy Stang and Hellboy lock in on site, 200 on 1,000, run by 8 o'clock, flipping for lane. I know the only thing that Sherman really asked for, he said Hellboy had to drive his own car. And you agreed to that.
No, we getting established right now.
Huh?
If I got a driver, I got a driver.
Oh, now here, boy. Now you can start some shit now.
It don't matter who drive the car. Everybody else can have somebody drive the car. Why can't somebody drive back?
Somebody echoing the show.
Now y'all see who's scared of who. Now y'all see who's scared of who. This man backing up on every motherfucking thing he said.
I ain't backing up on shit. You's a weak bitch. You want somebody to be at a disadvantage all the fucking time because you's a disadvantaged motherfucker.
You want somebody to be... You say you beat me last time. Listen, don't even worry about it. Squash that shit. We ain't got the raid, man. We ain't got the raid. It's over with.
Nah, you don't want to raid. You don't want to raid.
I ain't got the raid. You
don't want
to raid. Fuck you, man.
You don't want to raid.
You don't want to raid. Listen, man. Don't even worry about the shit. I'm not even fucking with him. I'm doing this shit.
Y'all too good of friends to be talking like that on the show, man. Hell, y'all too good of a friends, goddamn, be talking to each other like that on the show, for real. It's just drag racing.
That's all it is.
I mean, I understand y'all got...
I'm just saying he's not going to tell me how to run my car. That's all I'm saying.
But now...
If I choose to put a driver in there, that's my choice. I do what I want with my damn car.
I don't know the situation, but if you told a man that you was gonna drive your own car, I mean,
you know what? We get nervous. That's why I said if we didn't lock it in back then, we choose to get it straight and everything locked in right now. If I choose to put a man in my car, that's my motherfucking choice. Everybody else do the shit. How you gonna tell me I can't do it?
I'm not saying you can't do it. You can put a remote control in that motherfucker.
I'm going to tell you right now, you can go and find somebody else to race on the foot, man. I'm not fucking with you. I'm not fucking with no weak bitch-ass nigga like you. You're a bitch-ass motherfucker.
Because you know you said what you said and we agreed on that shit.
And if you ain't a man of your word, then fuck you, and I ain't got to fucking race you, man. Now.
Yeah, I'm still here. I'm still here.
Let go. I'm done with this.
Trey, Trey, you on here?
Yeah. Yeah.
Where they, did they cut us off again?
No.
No, we still on. Where here, boy?
I don't know. I think it had music. Or he hung up one, but he was in the middle of talking and then went silent.
Nah, he probably fell off.
I didn't mean it.
Hellboy on my line, so he probably fell off. He's going to call back.
Oh, okay.
Boy. Hey, it don't take all this to get a damn race off, man. For real.
No.
He can't give me the ride back, then I ain't gonna worry about it.
Hey, Shaq, when y'all raced last time, y'all didn't race off the coast.
I don't know why we raced, man. I don't think we raced off the trailer. No, yeah. We didn't. But
we didn't race off the trailer. But
no.
Yes, Sherman did tell him that they did say it first that they were going to run right off the trailer.
Yeah, and he said that.
Then it went from that to a, well, I don't care just as long as you drive your car and I drive mine.
What the hell?
I don't care. He can make, as long as he locked that money up, he can make all the passes he wants, as long as he locked that money up and we race by a decent time. Because I ain't going to want to be waiting around to race him, not at no 8 o'clock or 10 or 11 o'clock, because it's going to be, when I get to the track, I'm going to be ready to race. I'm ready to come straight off the trailer when I get to the track. If I had to. I ain't got time to be making all those passes. I don't care about that. But when I come to the track, I'm coming to race. I ain't coming to test. You test that motherfucker while you're on the phone talking. You need to be testing if you feel like you got the test.
You just be ready on 29th. You asshole,
man. You dead in the water, man. You a dead man walking.
You might as well go on,
click me over to a private line and let me give you my account number so you can go and deposit that check.
I hear you. You're getting your asshole blowed out.
Now you might as well go on, deposit that check tonight.
Just
save yourself this bad.
That's somebody that grows some damn big ass balls. Hey.
I'm going to tell you this right here. You're going to look off in that motherfucker. You're going to see a radio in there, but I ain't going to be playing it. Telling you that, I don't give a fuck. Anybody with a small block, stop suspension, not to talk, they can fucking get me. Anybody. I don't give a fuck who it is.
Oh, wait. Your ass locked in now. We feel the same way over here.
What?
We feel the same way over here.
Well, I'm just telling you that now. I'm going to show you on the 29th, and I'm going to show Hellboy on the 12th. If he's mad up and do what he said.
You ain't got to worry about us not racing your ass. God damn it.
I already know we're going to race, so that's why I ain't even talking on that.
Yeah.
Forever. If you want to talk about it, we can talk about it. They cool.
I want to let everybody know out there. Everybody out there, March 29th, Holly Springs, Pool Boy and I.
Hold on, y'all.
They're having a small block nitrous shootout on 28, no bars, 500 to get in, winner take all. We're having a bunch of grud races. Sherman just locked in today with the Punisher. That's Chevy Stain versus the Punisher.
We got Chucky locked in with Snoop for racing. TNT Racing is locked back in with Chucky also. That's a rematch from the Trick or Treat race from 901's men race.
Hey, what's that date, Ash?
March 29th, Holly Springs, Mississippi.
If I'm ready, I'm going to find me somebody to bag up in a corner.
Somebody going to back up in the corner from the GP?
I said, if I have that motherfucker ready, I'm going to come up there and I'm going to raise Holy Hill.
Oh, shit. They got it.
And I'm thinking it may be ready by that time. I'm thinking it's going to be ready. But I ain't going to say too much right now because I ain't got no oil pressure just yet. But Lord have mercy when I do.
I don't want to
see or hear about another damn streetcar weighing close to what I weigh. It better not goddamn move.
Who that? I guess y'all heard that out there.
The other day?
As Mustang Walker said, I heard all that. Yep. We got
Where is
Walker? Go ahead.
Where is Walker?
I don't know where Walker Crane is at. He ain't hit the one button.
He about got your scrap metal together?
I don't know. Walker told me he locked his motherfucker in. I said, oh, no, you lock him in. I'm not even locking shit in when a man won't get his car to the shop.
Man, he's been saying about 4.5 months now he's taking it to get it fixed.
Yeah. But let me see what all we got a bunch of different things going on March 29th. We also having a Mean Street race. That's 28 versus 275 with I think it's got a 515 index on it. I'm not real sure. It's $1,500 payout. We having, like I said, Snoop running Chucky. TNT is, we got a call in there. If TNT driver is on the site on the 29th, we're going to get back down. We got I'm thinking everything down, coming to a rush. We got John Woods locked in with Ward's car at Small Block Marketing. One on 500. Let's see what else we got.
That's
slow ass one thing. Hey, Squirrel, now, if I'm missing anything out there on the March 29th race, text me, let me know.
Hope 16. Malcolm.
Yeah, man.
Malcolm, still
yeah,
on.
Yeah, right here. Yeah, right here.
Hey. Just get a case of the pens, get some skin tape. What else you going to need? Add some alcohol and all that shit, too.
Man, my asshole been blowed out 3 times this year already.
Okay,
let me get this right. Let me write this down. You said bring some of the pens, some tape,
yeah.
Some alcohol, some gauze.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just get it all.
Okay, all right. Well, now, I've been intending to say this. I got a phone call the other day. I was intending to call in a little earlier. I wanted to get the man on the phone, but I know he probably off now. But Don Mac called me and told me, he said, hey, man, we in your race. I said, April 12th. He told me, he said, well, me and I are going to do it again at your race. He said he wanted his asshole blowed out at every event. He said, you want to call him daddy. Is there any truth in that?
That's a lie.
That's what he told me now. The man ain't on the phone to defend himself, so I'm going to leave it at that right now.
He was on the phone.
Yeah.
I've been talking to him.
Hey, but one thing about it, we done raced more than anybody on the phone.
Yeah. I know y'all have, but now, I'm just telling you that what Don Mac called me
Oh, yeah. Matter of fact, I'm going to call him right now and get him on the phone and clear this shit, you know, up.
He was on
a while ago.
We're locked back in with Don Mac for No Problem Raceway. That's Boom on Wheels show. That's a Grudge Inc. First Grudge Inc. show of the year. We locked Don back in for it. Well, you can get that goddamn asshole on there.
Don Mac. Look here, I got you on the show. Now, me and I were just sitting here talking, and I told I that you called me the other day, and you told me, said he wanted to lock you in for every race. He wanted to run you at every race, and that you told him that was fine with you. And you didn't you tell me I wanted to call you daddy?
You think about it.
Okay, I just wanted to know. Don say he had your birth certificate folded up in his wallet.
I don't know if he wanted to know that, but I think he was thinking out loud when he said that.
hey, I ain't gonna bullshit. You got that? Hey, don't hey, tell us the truth now. This right here, I couldn't sleep after that somebody blow my asshole out. I couldn't sleep at all. That motherfucker. I talked to Don Mac at 11:30 at night. I had to go to work at 7:00 next morning.
God damn, I.
Yeah.
So I'm just trying to figure it out now. Don, what y'all gonna do? See, Keith just told me that him and Eyes is locked in for the 12th. Now, if you already are daddy, what that gonna make Keith be? His mama?
He ain't on that shit.
So what you telling me is you gonna blow Keith's asshole out, so you saying that you gonna be Keith's daddy.
I'm gonna be
Don Mac gonna be Keith's granddaddy. Is that what you saying?
That's
what
it's gonna be. That's
what it's gonna be. Okay. Madam, you ain't shit, but check this out right here. I told him, I make a shake now. If I feel comfortable that shake now, I will bet him on the gal.
Oh, my goodness. Whoa, let me write this down.
I will take that goddamn bet then. Yeah.
You were telling me one.
Yes, I ain't shit. I'll tell you, any goddamn motherfucker can win. I promise you. That lucky son of bitch over here, he got me. After I made a shake down.
Then again, I might just sit over there and look at the goddamn track and drink me a few beers.
That man just a crazy beer.
Yeah. You know what's gonna happen though?
I ain't got to drive the car. I don't do no driving. Everybody know that.
Yeah.
I ain't got to pull my car to the track. Somebody that's going to take care of all that. I just bet the money and come there and have fun.
Hey, How you going to do on the people with him? You going to ask around or you going to go and do your job?
I won't go and do my job. I learned my lesson. Hey, ain't no fuck out there.
I forgot to tell you, Cody was a tree cutter out here. He helped me out when we cut a log here. He cut a tree with me for a while. I forgot to tell you, he can cut a tree pretty good.
Yeah.
But Keith, you got to drive your car. Fuck that.
Oh, no, man.
No, you got to drive your car. Fuck that.
No, Keith
ain't
got to
drive shit. Yeah,
he
got to
drive his car.
Keith, I was having just like you when I ran down in May. I found out the hard way. Goddamn, sometimes it does wait.
Well, look, my thing is, like I told you, don't ever be no pressure on me.
I Ah, do it be pressure on you, ah?
Nah, I want no pressure on me.
I just think, you know, pressure buff height. Now, you know you're a bit buff.
It was no pressure.
Let's be real. Let's be real, ah. It was some pressure on you because you did something. Normally, you go for the tree. Why you didn't go for the tree that day?
The man told me not to go to the tree. We had enough to go around him. That's why.
But who drives? You go for the tree. You keep your same routine, man.
You must have known what that damn bag was going to leave here. All the hell to catch it, some of it. You know that or don't?
All right. I still think your goddamn truck fill up with cement when Tommy leaves the damn starting line now.
Ah,
bullshit.
Ain't
gonna
kill
me,
bullshit.
That
goddamn,
hey, I'm gonna just say this. That truck left, and you still looking for his ass.
That truck goddamn leveled off out there.
But that's okay. It's a thin line somewhere down there. I told you, man, the truck gonna automatically shut off at 3:30.
Yeah.
Man, they told me we ever run that motherfucker all the way through the 8th of mile, we get a ticket. It gets a lot of fly loads in the ground. We ain't got no damn power life.
Yeah.
You gonna get chance to see that motherfucker run all the way through?
Yeah. I won't make you run it all the way through on the 15th, motherfucker. I don't know what you talking about.
Yeah, we make you out
on the
15th? You go.
Huh? What hell was
that? Boom on wheels, right, son?
Yeah, boom on wheels, right in New Orleans.
Hey, I'm gonna have my radio gonna be booming on wheels, going down the track too. We're gonna have the gap band playing.
Yeah.
Yeah, you
want to bet on the gap?
Nah, bring me the gap band tape with your CD or something. I put in the radio while we gonna play it.
You want to bet on the gap, dog, right?
No.
Oh, okay.
Good God Almighty.
I want to bet on the tree now. Damn the gap. I want to bet on the tree.
I got 200 on the tree.
How you been?
Red light, you lose, and goddamn, whoever leads first wins.
No, that's all right. I ain't gonna put that kind of pressure on your ass.
Ah, shit.
I don't want no pressure.
You ain't got to worry about it because I'm going after the tree. I don't give a fuck.
Get that boy. Ah, you know, if you leave before me, you lose,
Yeah. 205-2580, your mic's open.
Hey,
Yeah.
You want
to
take back and listen to that?
Here you go.
This is
what
you
go.
Why? What take back?
You said you going to go on the show and wind it back. So where we locked in?
Oh, I didn't go and look back. Who is this? This 250, ain't
it? Yeah.
I think Trey did. Trey, didn't you go back and listen to the show?
Yeah, I done told you what it said.
I did.
Huh?
That's your Divin.
55, 51.
You hear Divin?
Oh, what did he say?
Dante. Nah, I ain't hear.
Mm-mm.
So when is Sherman running the Punisher?
The 29th in Hollister.
I didn't even want to run him with Chuck and Ed, so they don't want to.
No.
Maybe I scared of Sherman.
Yeah, probably so.
That was a 731 number, what I got. That's
who was it?
I don't know. They had some kids in the background.
They talking about somebody scared to run Sherman. What kind of car they got?
We were scared to run Sherman with Chuck.
Shit, how does that when we're going to run him?
know, hell. Yeah, hell, he called me today, said he gonna lock the punch in. So, hell, you know what I'm gonna do.
Yeah.
I be a goddamn fool not to goddamn lock him in.
We run Sherman every year. Yeah. It ain't number racing shit. At least they're going to run any small block. We're going to get big ball. Shit.
Is Michael still on your phone?
I text Michael asking about it. He said, last my ass off.
That should have changed when he wakes up in the morning after he done slept on. That'll change in the morning. Jim.
Hmm?
That'll change in the morning after he done slept on it.
What's that?
He'll run any small block.
Oh,
he laying in bed
right
now. What the hell was
I? Summer will
rape him. Give me small.
Hey, everybody give you final thought. There's 3 minutes of the show going off.
Good show,
Al. Now, I tell you what, after the show off, just call back in. We're going to crank it back up. It ain't got to be on the air.
Hey, I did learn how to goddamn go in there and change my times and shit today. They have... No, it's scheduled for 8 o'clock.
I told you that bitch was scheduled for 7 something, 7 or 8.
Yeah, it's
scheduled
for 8.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to tell you like this, buddy. My final thoughts are, I'll see you April the 12th.
Hey, Keith, I'm looking to see you, Keith.
In the end, we still going to be friends.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, man.
Only one person can turn on that light.
Yep.
Hell,
worth raising, man.
Well, it's going to be interesting. I'm like Mustang Walker now. This here been 3 goddamn years in the making. Y'all been in it for a long time.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, he ain't gonna tell me how to run my program. That's all I'm